Hey, 我们来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages.
阿摩斯。
Amos.
我们知道我们今天交通的题目就是在阿摩斯第四章来的。
We know the title of today's sharing comes from the book of Amos.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
第十一节
Verse 11
我来念好了
Allow me to read them for you
主耶和华说日子将到我必命饥荒降在地上人饥饿并非因没有饼干渴非因无水乃因不听耶和华的话这里乃因不听耶和华的话也可以翻译为没有耶和华的话
Verse 11 people had famine because of they were not hearing the words of the Lord it could also be translated as they did not have the word of the Lord
他们必漂流从这海到那海从北边到东边往来奔跑寻求耶和华的话却行不着
Verse 12
13节
Verse 13
当那日美貌的处女和少年的男子并干渴发昏好我们来看以赛亚书
Isaiah
55章
Chapter 55
我们看第一节第三节
Verse 1 to 3
请你念吧第一节到第三节
Isaiah chapter 55 verse 1 Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters and you who have no money, come, buy and eat Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price Why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what is not satisfy?Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and you shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David.
你们第二节，你们为何花钱买不足为食物，用劳碌得来的买那不是人饱足的呢？你们要留意听我的话，留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。你们当就近我来，这耳听就必得活，就必得活。
Verse 2, why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live.
好，我们再来看两处新约的圣经。
哥
林多后书第十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11, we will read two more portions of God's word.
十一章第一节
Second Corinthians 11:1
第二节
2
但愿你们宽容我这一点欲望其实你们原是宽容我的第二节我为你们起的愤恨原是神那样的愤恨因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督只怕你们的心和偏于邪失去那想基督所存诚意清洁的心就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样我想这是做教会来讲的是做哥林多的教会他们是个童女贞洁的童女献给了基督许配了一个丈夫就是基督的
These three verses speak to the church at Corinth. They were just like a chaste virgin being betrothed to the Lord.
最后我们看启示录。
Now, lastly, we will read Revelation.
第十七章。
Verse 17.
我想这是最后三年半的大灾难，第七都已经出来，六六六已经显现出来。
This is at the time of the last three and a half years of tribulation, the Antichrist 666 has appeared.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我们从第五节开始。
Instead, we will read from verse 5.
这里讲到一个大淫妇，这是一个淫妇，大巴比伦，这是指做一个大巴比伦，是做宗教的那个大巴比伦，她是一个大淫妇。在主来的以前，我们要看见所有的宗教都要连接成为一个宗教，包括天主教、基督教、回教、犹太教、妈妈教、爸爸教，全部在这个里头。
This speaks of the religious Babylon, the great harlot. Before the Lord returns again, all the religions will be combined into one, including all the Christians, Catholics and Muslims. Everything will be combined into one big religion.
这是大的淫妇。
And this is the great harlot.
她要同敌基督连接在一起，敌基督要利用这个宗教来坚固他的那个地位。
This great harlot will be used by Antichrist to establish its very position.
这是最后七年的开始的三年半。
And this is the beginning of the three and a half years of the last 7 years.
好，我们来看第五节。
Now let's read verse 5.
在他的额上又明写着说，奥秘战大巴比伦，做世上的淫妇和一切可憎之物的母。我又看见那女人喝醉了圣徒的血和为耶稣做见证之人的血。弟兄姊妹，这是个大灾难，教会在哪里？在地上，很清楚。当然不是在这里一处，你可以翻到五处六处的地方，教会是在大灾难中间还在地上。
This is great tribulation. Where is the church?Still on the earth, as indicated in this verse. Of course, there are many more verses indicating the same thing, five or six at least, indicating that while the tribulation exists, the church is in its midst.
我们看见很多人殉道。
And we see many martyrs.
那就是在启示录第六章那个第五印揭开的时候，看见祭坛下面有很多的殉道的灵魂在那里呼叫说什么。主啊，你不为我们伸冤到什么时候呢？我想这个时候有很多人被敌基督所杀害，所殉道。
That's spoken of in Revelation chapter 6, the fifth seal, when the Lamb opens the fifth seal. There's so many martyrs, and they're all crying out, Lord, until when will you avenge our blood?
我们想跳过来。
Now we're gonna
我们看看这个大淫妇的那一个结局是什么一个结局。
We want to consider the end of the great harlot.
第十六节。
And verse 16.
第十四节开始。
Verse 14.
他们与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万王之王，万族之王，同着羔羊的，就是那些蒙召被拣选有忠心的。也必得胜。我想这是个得胜的教会，地上有得胜的教会，他们要胜过这位的基督，因为他们是跟随羔羊的。
Verse 14 tells us that on earth there is this overcoming church. Why? Because they follow the Lamb.
天使对我说，你说看见那淫妇坐在众水，就是多民多人多国多方，你说看见那十个角与兽，必恨这一个淫妇，使他冷露出生，又要吃他的肉，用火将他烧灭。
Verses 15 and 16 we just read.
弟兄姊妹，这是大淫妇到最后的结局，很悲惨。开始的基督利用他，到最后三年半把他灭掉，吃掉他的肉，用火把他烧尽，让他能够出生蒙羞。
Brother and sister, this is the end of the great harlot, and the Antichrist will use her. And in the end, he would be made naked and would be burned with fire and was devoured by the Antichrist.
我想在那时候有很多假的教会，所谓 contemporary church， 那要全部的被火烧尽，这神的审判，最后的审判对着教会。
And I also believe there are many contemporary fake churches will be burned with fire, and that's God's judgment.
他们是跟随敌基督的。
Because they follow the Antichrist.
他们是与大淫妇连接的。
They're united with the great harlot.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bowed, let's have a word of prayer.
父啊，我们在这里一起等候，一起仰望，一起依靠你。
Father, here we wait upon you, we look unto you, and we trust in you.
主啊，用你的亮光，用你的真理，把我们带到你的跟前。
With your light, with your truth, lead us into your presence.
把我们带到最喜乐的神的跟前。
Lead us to the God of my exceeding joy.
主，我们只有一个祈求，一个祷告，求主来到我们的中间。
Lord, we just have one prayer, one request that you would come in our midst.
当我们在渴慕你、渴向你、渴望你的时候，你就来到我们的中间。
As we long for you, as we pant for you, as we admire you, you come into our midst.
主啊，在这个黑暗偏满全地、冤案偏满万民的一个时代，
愿
我们的神向我们显现，照耀我们。
Lord, in this dark age of gloominess, may our God come to you and may our God enlighten us all over the earth.
主，让我们在这里看见你的荣耀、你的宝座、你的亮光。
So we could see your glory, your throne, and your light right here.
主，我们需要你。
Lord, we need you.
用你的话来坚固我们。
Establish us with your word.
用你的话来安慰我们。
Comfort us with your word.
用你的话来提醒我们。
Remind us with your word.
用你的话来启示我们。
And enlighten, reveal yourself to us according to your word.
当你的仆人、当你的儿女、你的使女都在软弱的光景的底下。
Oh Lord, your servant, your maidservant are all in this condition of weakness.
主，你来坚固我们，刚强我们。
Lord, do come to establish us, strengthen us.
主，我们等候你。
Lord, we wait for you.
我们仰望你。
We hope in you.
主，你的灵在哪里，哪里得到自由。
Lord, where your spirit is, there is a liberty.
主，你来释放我们。
Lord, come to set us free.
我们有很多的捆绑。
We're so much bounded.
你来释放我们。
Set us free.
只有你能够释放我们。
Only you who can release us.
只有你的圣灵能够释放我们。
Only your spirit can release us.
主，我们在这里向你祈求，向你仰望，向你张口。
Oh Lord, we hear, we look unto you, we make a request, we open our mouth.
主，这个时代，你的言语稀少。
The Lord, at this time, your word is rare.
因为没有王个人任意而行的一个时代。
This is the time, the age that there is no king. Everyone does what seems fit in his eye.
主，求你怜悯我们，怜悯你的教会。
Oh Lord, command your mercy on us among your churches.
伸出你的手来。
Stretch out your hand.
给我们，给我们，让我们能够得着你的话。
Impart it on us your word.
主，你开我们里面灵里的耳朵。
Oh Lord, open the spiritual ears in our soul.
我们听见天上的声音。
So we could hear the heavenly voice.
我们能够听见众水的声音。
We could hear the voice of many waters.
我们听不到，我们能够听到大雷的声音。
We could hear the sound of a mighty thunders.
是吧？我们听不到人的声音。
And we do not hear any voice from man.
我们听不到世界的声音。
Nor do we hear the voice of the world.
我们只听见你宝座上。发出来的声音。
All we hear is the voice coming from your throne.
愿你充满你的仆人。
May you fill your spirit.
充满你的使女。
And your maidservant.
你的恩典、你的爱、你的能力、你的权柄来充满他们。
Your grace, your power, your dominion, your authority, fill them up.
让他们能够讲你要他们讲的话。
So they can speak the word that you want them to speak.
翻译你要他翻译的话。
And translate the word that you want them to be translated.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Oh Lord, we simply look unto you.
可怜我们。
Have mercy on us.
可怜西安，可怜耶路撒冷。
Have mercy on Zion, on Jerusalem.
现在是三代我们的时候。
now is the time.
我们等候你。
That we're waiting for you, we simply hope in you.
我们这样祷告，祈求是因耶稣基督的名。
May you deal graciously to us. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
好，我想今天我们还是来交通，当预备迎接你的神。
Today we'll continue to share on the theme, prepare to meet your God.
上个月我们没有来，我们跳了一次。
That, last month we did not have the sharing, we skipped that one month.
我是准备用这一次的时间，我们就结束这个题目。
And I'm about to wrap up the very theme with today's sharing.
所以我把两次就并在一次的里面。
Therefore, I put two sharing together in one message.
求神能够让我能够讲得清楚，讲得明白。
I pray to God that God would enable me to speak clearly.
当预备迎接你的神，这是阿摩斯第四章的一句话。
Prepare to meet your God from Amos 4.
我想这是神对以色列百姓北国一个非常严格严厉的一个警告，一个提醒。
This is a very severe admonition and warning toward the northern Israelites.
当准备的意思就是你们要悔改。
To prepare simply means to repent.
你们要转向耶和华。
Return to the Lord.
回转归向耶和华。
Return to the Lord your God.
虽然在当时候北国的那个光景好像还一般，外面看起来还是很正常很好。
At that time, the Northern Kingdom, if you look outwardly, everything seems to be very normal.
他们在宗教的方面，他们也有很多的节期，他们也献各种各样的祭物，他们也有敬拜，他们也有侍奉。
They had so many feasts, worships, and they have all those sacrifices in terms of their religion.
但是神不是看他们外面，神看他们的里面。
But God did not look at outward things, but inside of them.
不但他们向着神不虔诚，他们向着人不义，不虔不义是当时的光景。
Not only were they ungodly toward God, but also unrighteous to all the contemporary people.
他们一般一面敬拜，一面侍奉神，一面在那里拜金牛犊，非常普遍的一个光景。当时候
On the one hand, they worship their God. On the other hand, they just worship the golden calf. This is such a widespread phenomenon then.
在当时候，他们把宗教当中就消遣，当作一种娱乐，当作一种享受。
At that time, religion to them was just an entertainment, something for fun.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常像今天的那个教会的那个实际的那个光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is very much like today's church's true essence.
所以当时候神就是说阿摩斯向他们警告，要他们回转，要他们悔改。
So God through Amos told them to return, to return.
若是他们不悔改
，If they did not return,
神要来重重的审判他们。
God will come to punish them beyond measure.
神要把他们中间的诚意把他们倾倒。
God would throw down all the cities among them.
就像从前倾倒索多玛、欧摩拉一样。
Just as before, God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah city.
神要使他们好像经过火一样的，烈火经过柴经过火一样的焚烧。
They will be like a fire band going through this burning fire.
你们不归向我，这是耶和华说的。
And the Lord said, because you did not return to me.
所以你们当预备迎接你们的神。
Therefore, prepare to meet your God.
你们要悔改。
Repent.
要彻底的悔改。
Thoroughly repent.
不错，基督，主耶稣基督的那个日子，耶和华大而可畏的那个日子，是来审判列国万民的。
Yes, the day of the awesome God, the Lord Jesus, comes to judge all the nations.
但是他要先审判他的子民。
However, he will judge his people first.
所以阿摩斯第三章，阿摩斯说，在地上万民中，我只认识你们，所以我要追讨你们一切的罪恶。
Therefore, in Amos 3, he says, God says that I only knew you among all the people on the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for your iniquity.
我先要审判你们。
I will first punish you.
我要把患难困苦先加给犹太人。
I will first give this affliction, this trouble to the Jew.
我们知道罗马书第二章，保罗在那里讲得非常的清楚。
Because in Romans 2, Paul says that so clearly.
凡是恒心行善，追求 不朽珍贵荣耀不朽坏不分的，我要将永生报应他们。
God will give eternal life to those who by patient continues in doing good, who seek honor, glory, and immortality.
但是那些结党离弃真理，不顺从真理反顺从不义的，我要以患难困苦嫁给他们。
To those who are self-seeking, who do not obey the truth but obey unrighteousness, I will give them affliction and trouble.
我要把困苦患难嫁给一切作恶的人，先是犹太人，后是外邦人、希利尼人。
All the wrath and indignation would be upon them, first the Jew and then the Greek.
所以这里讲得很清楚，苦难、患难、灾难先要临到那些不悔改的地上的那些选民以色列百姓。
So it's quite clear here, all the tribulation, all the affliction, all the distress will come to God's people on earth first.
所以在这里提醒他们，警告他们，要他们回转，要他们悔改。
So Amos warned them, admonish them, return, return.
弟兄姊妹，我们今在这一个时代，最后的接近主耶稣再来的一个时代。
Brothers and sisters, we are now in the very last time, the end time when the Lord is so close to return.
我上次就讲过。
Last time I said this.
我提到了使徒约翰。
I mentioned John the Baptist.
使徒约翰的信息很简单。
The message,
天国近了，你们要悔改。
The message of John the Baptist is so simple. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Return, repent.
今天2000年过了。
Now, 2,000 years have passed.
我们的信息是什么一个信息？
Now, what is the message we hold today?
很简单的一个信息。
Quite simple, the message.
天国近了，你们要悔改。
The kingdom of heaven is at near, repent.
不但是那些不信的人需要悔改。
Not only those who do not believe in the Lord would need to repent.
不但是列国万民需要悔改。
Not only that all the nations, all the peoples need to repent.
让他们悔改能够得到生命，得到永生。
When they repent, they would receive eternal life.
他们能够称义不灭亡。
They would be justified, they would never perish.
他们必须悔改才能够得到生命。
They have to repent in order to receive this eternal life to be justified.
悔改是一个赦罪悔改的道，福音是一个赦罪悔改的道，悔改赦罪的道。
This gospel is the way of repentance unto eternal life.
必须悔改才能得到赦罪。
Repent and then you're forgiven.
必须悔改才能得到生命。
Repent and then you receive life.
但是今天的福音，我们听听传的是什么福音？
But listen to today's gospel. What has it been preached?
这是为什么今天教会中要充满着那一些败子。
And this is why all the churches today are filled with all the weeds.
为什么今天教会充满着那一些没有真的信心的、没有真信的那一些基督教徒？
Why the today's churches are full of those Christians who do not have genuine faith?
因为今天福音不是传那个悔改的生命的悔改，悔改赦罪的道。
Today's gospel is not based upon the gospel of repentance unto forgiveness.
所以你看最近报纸里面看到奥巴马，我们的总统自己这个声明，他说我是自己愿意拣选基督教做我信仰的。
So have you read the news that our President Obama saying that I made my own choice to select Christianity?
因为很多人怀疑他不是基督徒，是回教徒。
Because so many people doubt his faith in Christianity, saying that he probably is a Muslim.
所以他有一个特别的声明。
Therefore, he made this a special declaration.
我是基督教徒。
I am a Christian.
我为什么拣选基督教做我的信仰？
Why did I choose Christianity as my faith?
他说我的家庭出生是一个基督教的家庭，但是他们是不上教堂的一个基督教的家庭。
I was born into a Christian family, although they did not go to church.
他说我呢，我今天拣选基督教做我的信仰。
Today, I choose Christianity as my faith.
因为主耶稣基督曾经劝勉我们，他怎么讲？
The Lord Jesus Christ once admonished us. What did he say?
他说，我们可以过那一种我想要过的那一种生活。
Obama claimed that Jesus once said that we could live the kind of life we want to live.
我不知道这句话从圣经里哪一句话给他找到的。
I really don't know where this statement comes from the Bible.
可以过那一种你想要过的生活。
You can live the kind of life you want to live.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，今天很多圣道二世经的所谓的基督徒，就是在那里过那一种他们自己所想要过的那一种生活。
Oh, beloved, there are so many so-called Christians who live the kind of life they want to live.
这种就是所谓的基督教徒。
And this is so-called Christians.
因为今天传的福音就是这样一个福音。
Because this is the kind of gospel we have been preaching.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，悔改需要。
Yes, dear brother and sister, we need to repent.
审判即将要来到。
Judgment is coming.
羔羊的愤怒就要来到了。
The fury of the lamb is at hand.
当保罗在雅典的时候，他怎么起来宣告？
When Paul was at Athens, how did he rise up to make the declaration?
世人蒙昧无知的神不检查，如今吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了一个日期，照着他所定的那一个人要来公义来审判这个世界，并叫他从死里复活，以大能显明他是神的儿子。
God had passed over all men's ignorance, but now he has appointed a day, the man he has appointed that he will judge the world with might.
全弟兄姊妹，不但是不信的人需要悔改，不但犹太人需要悔改，教会呢？
Brothers and sisters, the non-believers, the Jews, they all need to repent. What about the churches?
我想我们今天的信息很简单。
Today our message is so simple.
悔改。
Simply repent.
我们当预备迎接我们的弥赛亚，我们的基督来到。
Prepare to meet our Messiah, our Christ.
审判要从神的家里开始。
Judgment will first begin at the house of God.
我记得我八月份最后一次，不是八月份，我讲到最后，弟兄姊妹还记得，我要叫弟兄姊妹回去。给你们一个加课，你们自己去思考一个问题，不知道你们有没有得到解答。
At the end of my August sharing, I gave you homework and asked you to think about it. I don't know, have you come back with the answer?
今天神有没有审判他的教会？
Today has God judged his churches?
我们看见今天教会的那个光景，那个情况。
Take a look at the conditions of today's church.
同世界一样。
Which is simply like the rest of the world.
越来越败坏，越来越黑暗，越来越混乱。
It becomes more corrupt, darker as days go on.
这是今天教会的实际的那个光景。若是你去注意的话
，If you take a look at on today's church's reality, it has become more chaotic.
我上次讲了很多，我今天还要讲一点。
Last time, although I said so much today, I still need to mention few more things.
为什么我这么喜欢讲这些事
？Why do I seem to like to mention on these things so much?
讲那些反面的。
All those negative things.
讲那些今天教会的那实际的光景。
Talk about the reality of today's churches.
我想我有三个目的讲这个。
I have three points to this sharing.
第一个，我唤醒弟兄姊妹，让我们看见今天教会实际的光景是怎么样。我们不要闭门造车，闭门这个叫自己保守自己。
Brothers and sisters, I want you all to know the true reality of today's churches. I do not want you just simply to stay in this ivy tower and not knowing the truth.
我们不去管外面的。光景是怎么样
？You don't care about other things. Simply keeping yourself safe.
弟兄姊妹，我们要了解。
Brothers and sisters, let's understand.
这是今天我为什么常常会去看 TV， 常常看报纸，常常看一些基督教的杂志。
And this is why I often watch TV, read newspapers and Christian journals.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天的光景叫你简直是不肯相信的，教会落到这样的光景。
Brothers and sisters, today's church's conditions simply are unbelievable.
我们想到我所以要讲这些第一让我们为着今天的教会我们要迫切的祷告
The reason I want to say all these things first let's all pray for today's churches urgently
巴不得我们都有这样一个孤单都有这样的看见
If only we have all this kind same burden same inside
我们都应该起来作为一个守望的
We shall
求神兴起更多的守望的在这个幕后的一个时代
We shall all rise up and become watchers to pray for all these churches in the end time.
我们不能静默，我们不能牺牲这以赛亚六十三章。
We should not hold our peace. We should not keep silent.
我们不能静默，不能牺牲，看见这些。
We cannot keep silent. We cannot hold our peace in all this.
我们也祷告，求神也不要牺牲，也不要静默，为做耶路撒冷，为做锡安。
And we have to pray to God, make supplication that for the sake of Jerusalem and Zion, let him not rest.
弟兄姊妹，你看看以赛亚书第六十四章。
Brothers and sisters, if you read Isaiah 64,
以赛亚是为着哪一个圣殿，为着神的哪个殿，神的哪个家，成为这样的一个荒凉，他在哪里破弃的、坑弃的，在哪里祷告
？And there, Isaiah, for the sake of the holy temple, for the holy city, there he was praying so earnestly and zealously.
以赛亚怎么祷告的
？How did he pray？
他说耶和华你仍然是我们的父。
He says, the Lord, you are still our God.
我们是泥巴你是窑匠我们都是你手中的工作。
We are the clay, you're the potter, and we are the work of your hand.
哎呀他在那里呼求神。
And there he cried out to God.
求你不要向我们大发震怒。
May you not be furious beyond measure.
求你不要永远纪念我们那些罪孽。
Do not remember our iniquities forever.
求你顾念我们，我们都是你的百姓。
Remember us, we are your people.
他说我们，他说神的殿，圣殿今天成为旷野，锡安成为旷野，耶路撒冷被火焚烧。
He says that the holy temple is a wilderness, Zion is the holiness.And the Jerusalem is burned with fire.
他说我们那一个所喜爱的那一个美好的荣耀的圣洁的殿今天成为荒场了。
Even that beautiful holy temple today has become a desolation and the temple is our desire of our eye.
这就是我们立足所赞美的地方。
And that's where our fathers have praised you.
也是我们所喜爱的地方现在成为荒凉了。
That's our delight now it has become a ruin.
神啊你看见这些事你还能够忍受吗？
God, seeing all this, can you reframe yourself?
你还能够静默叫我们受这些痛苦吗？
Can you hold your peace and afflict us so severely?
所以以赛亚那里呼喊说神啊你不要静默不要失神你起来建造耶路撒冷重新善待锡安。
Therefore Isaiah cried out, the Lord, do not hold your peace. O Lord, do not be silent. Rise up and deal graciously, bountifully with Zion.
哎呀，我们看看尼希米。
Now that's Nehemiah.
当尼希米听见耶路撒冷城墙被拆毁，城门被焚烧，他是怎样一个反应的
？Nehemiah, upon hearing that the walls of Jerusalem were torn down and the city was burned up, what's his reaction?
哎呀，他里面悲哀。
He grieved intensely.
他哭泣。
He cried.
他禁食，他祷告。
He fasted and then he prayed.
哎呀，他里面有个非常重的重担，要去重新建造耶路撒冷城墙。
With such a heavy burden in his heart, he had this burden, saying that he wanted to rebuild Jerusalem's wall.
弟兄姊妹，耶利米也是一样哀哭为着耶路撒冷。
Brothers and sisters, Nehemiah did the same thing, cried over Jerusalem.
你看看主耶稣，他的在地上的这么多年，我们看见他只有三次哭流眼泪。
And Lord Jesus, while he was on earth all these years, we saw him cry three times.
我们知道第一有一次是在拉萨路的坟墓边上。
First he cried at the grave of Nazareth.
第四在克西玛园，他大声哀哭流泪的祷告。
At Gethsemane, Garden of Gethsemane, cried out vehemently.With tears.
一直祷告，他是最后到耶路撒冷，看见耶路撒冷，他哭了。为什么哭？
The third time when he arrived at Jerusalem, seeing Jerusalem, he cried. Why?
为什么？
Why?
我像母鸡遭拒，你们像小鸡一样，但是你们不愿意。到我翅膀底下来，你们不愿意。
He said, "How much I would like to be like a hen gathering her chicks under her wings, but you're not willing."
看哪、啊，你们的家。成为荒场。
Behold, your house is left to you desolate.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见主耶稣哪里哀哭？他看见这个家应该是神的家，今天这个家成为他们的家。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord cried because this house of God should be God's house, but today it has become their house. Just like today, the house of God has become the throne of Satan. What do people come to the church today? Seek entertainment.
寻求消遣,
seek pleasures.
寻求享受,
enjoyment.
以人为中心的,
man-centered.
不是来享受神的同在,
they do not come to enjoy God's presence.
享受那些音乐世上的那些 contemporary music.
They come to enjoy the secular contemporary music.
弟兄姊妹,是不是这个光景?
Brothers and sisters,
你们的家要成为荒场, 这不是神的家。
Your house will be left to you desolate. This is not God's house.
不是这样的。
God's house, God's temple is not like this.
你能够来到神的殿里这样的方式,这样的随便吗?
How could you come to the house of God without any restraint, doing whatever you want?
弟兄姊妹,你看雅各逃避他的哥哥以扫,他睡在旷野里面一块石头上。 他看见了一个异象,
brother and sister, as Jacob fled to a wilderness for fearing of his brother, and he sat there and saw a vision. We all know this story.
当他醒过来,
when he woke up,
哎呀, 他害怕起来了,
he feared.
为什么他害怕?
Why did he have this fear?
神在这里, 神在这里,
God is here, God is here.
我竟然不知道,
and I did not know it.
这是一个可畏的地方,
this is a great and awesome place.
这是天的门, 神的殿,
it's none other than the house of God, the gate to heaven.
神的同在就是神的家, 神的殿,
God's presence is God's house, God's temple.
若说你正要享受神的同在, 你能这样的方式吗? 随便吗?
If you really want to enjoy God's presence, could you behave so recklessly, frivolously, without any restraint?
哎呀, 我最近, 拿到这本杂志是台北的聚会出的。 这个叫使徒交通,他每两个月有一期,我都有。
This, recently I received this magazine. It's published by the local church at Taiwan every other month, and I receive them, regularly.
聚会处,
from local church.
哎呀, 我非常痛心。
And it grieves my heart so much.
就这样一个属灵的教会, 讲真理的教会, 持守真理的教会, 竟然会堕落到这个程度。
How could such a spiritual church, speaking of the truth, have fallen into such a state?
你打开里面看,
if you open this magazine,
教会的消息,
anything news about the church,
第一,
first,
他们有一个, 教室, jazz, 爵士鼓啊,敲鼓的,爵士鼓的那个班。
First, they have the class to teach jazz music.
你知道什么叫jazz吗? 好几十年前,我很年轻的时候,这是很流行的一种音乐,在舞厅里面,酒吧里面都有的,jazz。
Do you know what jazz is? When I was young, in bars, in dancing parlors, they just... play this kind of music. And they offer you to play the drums you know, to this kind of music, and you could dance. Then they have a special group, especially asking for registration from other people for this jazz music.
他们有初级班, 还有中级班, 还有高级班,
beginner, intermediary, and advanced class.
然后第二个消息, 好消息,
and the second good news, as they proclaim, is
苏拉米小组, 苏拉米我们知道很属灵的, 雅各书里面的苏拉米女, 就是预表做基督的, 教会的。
Sunamite group, as such a spiritual name, as you all know, from the Song of Songs, which typifies the church.
这一般招生招什么呢? 敬拜舞弟, 就是敬拜的时候跳舞,
and this class, what's that about, is recruiting people, so when they worship, they would dance.
还有一般,
and another class,
这个叫, 瘦身就是 lose weight, 瘦身健康舞,
Weight Watcher dance.
瘦身的健康舞还有呢有氧的 the rhythm, 那就是有氧的有精力的舞蹈。
And aerobic dance with aerobic rhythms.
这一班也要招生。
And they're also recruiting students.
学费是500块。
500 Taiwan,
500块多少美金。
Taiwan currency.
但是这个学费呢你若是每一次都来参加这个500块可以退给你的。假如你有一次不来两次不来呢这500块就取消了。
However, this $500.
鼓励你来每一班都要积极来参加。
In order to encourage all the students to come regularly and not missing any one single class, if you do so, at the end of the class, the 500 Taiwan currencies will be refunded.
还有一个
，and
还有一班
another class,
这个精美食品的精美吃东西的这个食物的那一班就教你怎么样烹饪怎样煮最好吃的最美食的这个饭菜。
It's a cooking class and they would teach you all the most delicious wonderful food.
弟兄姊妹这是一个非常属灵的一个教会今天堕落到这样一个地步你能相信吗
Brother and sister, can you believe such a spiritual church has fallen to such a state?
这样一个教会能够今天落在这种情况你就可以想到一般的教会今天是什么一个情况
If such a spiritual church can fall into such a state then can you imagine the general churches would become
哎呀最近我们教会有一个负责弟兄这个很好的负责弟兄他是非常埋头忠心的殷勤的服侍神从来也不同人家提一点意见从来也不批评人非常温柔的一个弟兄没有人不说他好的一个弟兄哎，他不知道怎么想起到一个教会最近两三礼拜以前他们有一个所谓的音乐的布道会传福音
And one of our leading brothers at my congregation such a wonderful brother who serves the Lord diligently and very gentle nobody has ever had any argument with him and I don't know what happened and he went to a music gospel outreach of a church
结果他回来给我们讲了
and as he returned he told us
他说我进去五分钟就逃出来了
I stayed there only for 5 minutes I just escaped
为什么
Why?
哎呀 他说我一进去啊不得了这个锣啊这个鼓的声音把我耳朵都震聋了。
Because he said the moment I walked in that church, I couldn't stand it. Because of the blasting of the drums and all the instruments, so I just fled.
并且你看见这个台上台下的这些人家举手啊狂呼狂叫在哪里。
And people on the platform and below the platform raising their hands, crying out and having their fun.
他还讲有一个年长的，不知道是弟兄还是姊妹，他说他这年长在台上跳的，差不多差一点跌下来。他说。
And one of the older people
太兴奋了
was so excited dancing on the platform, almost fell off.
哎呀，他说我几分钟等不住了，我就逃出来了。
So I just ran out after a few minutes.
弟兄姊妹，我要叫你们明白今天教会的那种普遍的现象是怎么样一个光景呢？我们不能再闭门造车。哎呀，我们好属灵啊，我们好圣洁啊，够了，够了，够了。
Brothers and sisters, I just want you to really understand the widespread reality of today's churches. We cannot just shut ourselves inside the buildings and saying we're spiritual, we're holy, yes, we're good.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们要像尼希米的那种心志
Beloved,
我们要像以赛亚那种心志看到今天那种光景我们要流泪我们悲哀我们要进食我们要祷告我们要做个守望的不能静默不能歇心
Brother and sister we should be like Jeremiah we should be like Isaiah we need to cry out to the Lord we need to fast we need to pray we need to be watchful
这是第一方面我为什么要讲这些东西
And this is the first reason why I've been speaking all these things
第二方面
Now the second thing
我们要自己要警醒啊
That we ourselves have to be watchful
我讲到像这样一个教会怎么会变成这个样的
And let me say it again A church like this How could it become such a state
是突然变了吗
Has it happened all of a sudden
不是的我
No
因为我经常每两个月接到他们我们看见他们是一步一步 一步往下，一步往下，一步往下，一直到今天。
But no, because I received this bi-monthly magazine, and I have seen them going down from bad to worse, spiraling downward.
撒旦在今天这个时代最大的诡计诡诈，他是一点一点让教会进来，进来，进来，进来，到最后像洪水泛滥，不可收拾。
The greatest scheme of Satan today is just to seep into the church, step by step, until to the point that like great water overthrows all the churches. There's nothing else to be done.
撒旦另外一个诡计就是把那些世俗的东西、世界的东西，外面包装着属灵的那种样子，外面是包装的，让那些弟兄最分辨不清，结果上了他的当。哎呀，这是敬拜，这是敬拜，敬拜啊不好，敬拜就应当兴奋，敬拜就应当热 ，hot red music。
Another scheme of Satan is just to wrap up this earthly things with spiritual package, so that people will not sense it. Worship shouldn't it be hot? Shouldn't it be exciting?
弟兄姊妹，记得以弗所第二章一句话，非常严重提醒我们的。
Brother and sister, remember Ephesians 2, such a serious admonition.
过去我们是随从今世的风俗，顺服公。空中掌权的蛇灵，就是在人心中运行的那个邪灵。就是什么时候你一效法这个世界，一让世界进到教会的里面，你就看到你其实就是在那里服从那空中掌权的蛇灵。
Brothers and sisters, any time you follow Satan, you actually follow the prince of the power of the air. Remember Ephesians 2. We used to walk in the course of this world and we're following the spirit of the power in the air.
今天你个人是这样，教会更是这样。
Personally, it is so. Even more so is with the church.
什么时候你效法这个世界的东西进到教会中间，你就在那里顺服着那个掌权的势力。
Anytime you follow the things of the world, there you follow Satan, the prince of the air.
所以我们看见撒旦的诡计。
So here we see the schemes of Satan.
你有没有听见过一个预言？预言就是说一个怎么讲一个故事，不是也不是故事的意思，也不是比喻的意思，预言呢、就是宝图里面一个叫什么？这个英文名叫什么？预言。
It's like Aesop.
飞过什么？就是这个预言，预言就是说，有一些牧羊的人在以色列旷野，这个旷野，这个他们有很多的羊群，还有骆驼一大群，当然这是天气就蛮冷的，不过他们还在外面外面牧放。
It's like a shepherd shepherding all the flock camels, and the weather is kind of cold, but still they are feeding all the flock.
到了晚上很冷了，就秋天了，但是还没有到冬天了，就像今天这种秋天了。
It's,
晚上很冷的。
It's in a night. It's like now today's day. It's in the autumn, but it's still not yet in winter.
他们在外面都一个小小的一个小的这个帐篷嘛。
And they all have small tents outside.
结果呢，一个骆驼，这个骆驼在那外面，哎呀，冷得了要命了。
And a camel is very cold outside.
他就伸了一个头进到这个帐篷里面，对这个主人说：“哎呀，我真是冻死了，冻得冻僵了，你是不是可怜可怜，让我不要全身进来，我只要一个头进来我就可以了，让我头能够进来暖和暖和就可以了。”
So he sticks his head into the tent of his master, saying, "Oh, I'm freezing, so cold. I don't have to come in altogether. Just allow me to have my head stick in your tent."
这个主人。的同学这个怜悯的心就让他这个头就进来了。
So the master is very sympathetic, so he allows this camel to stick his head into the tent.
等一下，这个骆驼还是冷，他又对主人说：“主人啊，我这个头进来虽然暖和，但是我的身体冻僵了，让我前面这个两个脚让我进来吧。”
And then after a while, the camel said, "Oh, master, I'm still so cold. My two front feet are cold. Allow me to come in."
这个主人虽然这个帐篷很小，哎呀，他也很可怜。他好好，那你就进来吧，两个腿进来吧。
And the master saw this, although the tent is small, but he was sympathetic. So, all right, come in.
后来他说我还是冷的，让我身体进来吧。最后他说让我全身都进来吧。最后这个帐篷都塌掉了，连这个主人都没办法睡在里头。
And then the camel, having his two feet inside the tent already, came in with the body, but with this small tent around them, with the camel and the master, in the end, the whole tent simply collapsed.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天撒旦的诡计。
Brothers and sisters, today Satan's scheme is like.
所以我讲这些就是让我们警醒。虽然我们现在是很好，是我们有一个心智愿意照着神的旨意来建造，但是我们要注意。不能放松一点，不能开一点点的门户。
My point is to be watchful. Although we are building the church according to God's will, but let us not lack, not simply open just a little door.
当然，我讲这些事，也让我们感谢神。
Although I have said all these things, the point is we need to praise God.
神保守我们
，because God has been keeping us，
是神的怜悯
，it is God's mercy，
不是我们的定义，也不是我们的努力，也不是我们的奔跑，是神的怜悯。
It's not our resolve, not our determination, our running. It is all because of God's good pleasure.
我们今天能够这样的聚会
，that today we could be assembled like this，
我们能够不让这个世界进到我们里面
，that the world cannot enter into us。
我们应当感恩
，we need to。Thank God.
我们当赞美。
We need to praise Him.
我最近有个亲戚到我这里，他是在这个 San Francisco 的。
Recently, when my relatives came to us, he lives in San Francisco.
他是个基督徒了，不过不是很热心的基督徒了。
He is a Christian, but not all out.
或者说是很幼稚的一个基督徒。
Or maybe we could say he's quite childish.
我们就谈到就属灵的事。
And then we talk about spiritual things.
他说我好久好久好几年没有去教会了。
And he said, I haven't been to the church for many, many years.
那我说你怎么不去教会呢
？So I said, why don't you go to church?
哎呀，今天的教会都是 commercial， 都是商业化的。
And he said, all the churches today have been commercialized.
所以我不去了。
So I don't go.
那我就给他讲了，你不去，你是基督徒，你就应该找弟兄姊妹有交通啊，应该在。教会中间侍奉，在教会中间敬拜，我就讲了这些，我就介绍他，我说你可以到王国贤，这圣保罗离开你们多远？哦哟，他说有一个多小时，但看起来他不会去了。
So, but then I said to him, well, if you don't go to church, you need to seek out a brother and sister to fellowship. You need to serve. So I recommended Brother Wong's church to him. He probably would not go because it probably takes more than 1 hour of driving.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是今天的真正的光景。
So, brothers and sisters, this is today's church's reality.
我们今天要宝贝这样的一个聚会。
Today we need to cherish the assembly like this.
很多人还在那里找，还找不到。
So many people
这样的聚会到处都有，但是实在是不多。
So many people are trying to find a church like us, although there are other churches like us, but not too many.
所以弟兄姊妹，我现在就回答你们，我上次提了一个问题，既然教会竟然落在这样的光景，连这些旧约的那些圣徒为着圣殿的糟蹋荒凉，他们这样迫切的祷告祈求流眼泪悲哀，难道说那一位教会的元首基督能够无动于衷吗？
Brothers and sisters, today I will answer my own question, seeing that all the saintsWere grieving, were crying, shedding tears for the desolation of the church, the head of the church. Well, he had no reaction at all seeing all this happening.
教会并且这几十年来是越来越走下坡，越来越走下坡。
And all these years, the church has been going downhill.
我想我五六年以前我还看见一些基督教的杂志在那里批判今天所谓的敬拜赞美。我像这个王永新啊，他的大使命啊，像这个更新啊，这个李什么，李定武啊，还有唐松勇的所谓的动力啊，这里面都有一些批判今天教会那种不正常的光景。
5-6 years ago, I still could read some Christian magazines like The Great Mission, the Fourth.These Chinese magazines, they were criticizing today's contemporary worship.
但是今天你再也看不到。
But no more, you see no, none of these today.
是不是因为这个像洪水泛滥，没有办法收止了？你再去讲有什么用啊？没有作用的。
Is it because the onslaughting, the overflowing of the great floods are so bad it's useless to talk about it anymore?
或者他们自己也在那里改变？
Or because they themselves are changing.
弟兄姊妹，我们就看到。我们今天的取得那个光景，让我们能够明白。
Now, brothers and sisters, let's see today's church's condition so we could understand.
我们的主耶稣不会的不理的。
The Lord
不会的静默的。
Will not be quiet. Will not hold his.
他已经在那里审判了。我上次问弟兄姊妹，他到底在哪个地方显出他在哪里？已经在那里神的家里面就开始审判了呢
？And he has been judging. Last time I asked you, where do you see that the Lord has begun his judgment in his house?
弟兄姊妹，最厉害的一个审判，我们刚刚念的阿摩斯第八章。
The severest judgment, brothers and sisters, is Amos 8, we just read.
今天教会没有神的话。
Today, churches have no God's word.
言语稀少，少有牧师。
The word of God is rare, and there is no widespread revelation.
神的儿女最需要的是神的道，神的话，真理的道。
God's children need most God's word, the truth.
今天去哪里找真正能够听到神的道，神的话的？
Where,
很少很少啊
Where can you find the God's word to hear the truth so rarely?
为什么阿摩时代没有神道？人饥饿，并非没有饼；口渴，并非没有水。因为他们没有神的话，他们也不要听神的话。
Why is Amos said that at his time there is this famine, but not of the bread? This is the thirst for water. It's not because of natural disaster, but because there is this famine of God's word. They did not want to listen to God's word.
人不要忙啊
Men did not want to.
就像以色列的百姓一样，中间很多闲杂人。我上次讲过，太多的闲杂人了。
Just among all the Israelites that left Egypt, there were so many mixed multitudes.
我想为什么有些弟兄进到这种教会，他马上要逃出来？为什么有这么多的弟兄在那里，好像那样的享受，那样的快乐？
Why is there brothers who enter in a certain church and they cannot wait to get out, and others simply enjoy themselves?
为什么他们能够乐在其中？
Why is there they are enjoying themselves, having fun there?
我想很简单。
Quite simply,
一个他们本来就是闲杂人。
First, probably because they themselves are the mixed multitudes.
弟兄姊妹，这是音乐，真正的圣诗，只有蒙救赎的儿女他们会得唱的。我们刚刚念的诗篇，这个启示录十四章。
Brothers and sisters, according to Revelation we just read, only those who are redeemed can sing this new song.
这是新的歌。
This is a new song.
只有蒙恩的罪人里面才会有感动，唱出这样诗歌来。
Only redeemed sinner having this feeling would sing out this kind of song.
这样的圣诗，像我们这些诗本里面这些圣诗，只有这样的人买书来的，地上买书的人，属于主的人，他们才会从心的深处唱出这样的诗歌。
Only people who are redeemed from the earth, who are bought by the Lord, are able to sing hymns like our hymn book.
没有人会学会的。
Nobody can learn them.
但是今天那些 contemporary 的那些 music, 所有不信的人在其中也在那里欢呼，在那里兴奋。为什么？
But all non-believers who sing the contemporary hymns, why? They're all shouting out joyfully. Why?
连年轻的小孩，他们根本不懂什么，他们也在那个里面跳，那个唱。为什么？
Even young kids knowing nothing, they could still sing out aloud and dancing there. Why?
他们是因着这些音乐，这些音响，这些 rhythm, 那些节奏在那里欢乐的。
They're joyful because of the rhythm, because of the sound.
我想你是救赎的，你要听的是神的话，
But,
是天上的音乐，是圣乐。
If you are redeemed, you want to listen to the word from above, the heavenly music.
若是你是属基督的，
If you belong to Christ,
若是你头上有他的名字记在你的额上的，有父的名，有子的名，羔羊的名在你额上的，那就是重生，真正重生得救的，有生命，有圣灵重生的。
If you are born again with, from the Holy Spirit with the name of the Christ and the name of the Father written on your forehead.
这个 forehead 就证明你是属于神的，你有他的名字。
that the names on your forehead simply signify that you belong to God, you're born again. You're faithful to the Lord.
羔羊, 无论到哪里去, 你跟随这个羔羊, 不是过自己所要过的那个生活的, 是照着他的标准来过我们的生活。
Wherever the lamb goes, you follow him. It's according to his standard, not your own, to lead your own life.
这个名在您的上衣就是忠于我们的父，忠于我们的羔羊的。
If this name is on your forehead, then you are faithful to God, to the lamb.
这个名在您的额上是表明这是一个见证，让人都能够看得见的。这是一个见证放在额上能看得见的。This
name represents the testimony being seen by all.
这个名在额上表明你所想的，你的心是与基督是一个。This
name being on your head simplifies the fact that what you think, what you thought is in one with the Lord Jesus.
你是完全顺服基督，受他主权的支配的。
Totally obedient to Christ, being ruled by him.
所以这样的人能够唱这样的歌，这样的人喜欢听神的道，神的话。
Only such men can sing such hymns, they love to listen to God's word.
弟兄姊妹，神的审判叫教会众人听不见。
Brother and sister, this is God's judgment that among the churches they do not hear God's word.
你听不见神的道，你怎么刚强？
If you cannot hear God's word, how can you be strong?
你听不见神的道，你怎么样圣洁？
If you cannot hear God's word, how can you be holy?
你没有神的道，你怎么样能够被建造起来？
Without the word of God, how could you be established?
你听不见神的道，你怎样能够存活？
Without the word of God, how can you simply live?
证言第四章说，你们要来听，要这耳听。你听见他的话，你就得到生命，得到医治全体的良药。Psalm
4 says, "Incline your heart to my word, listen to my teachings. When you have found my word, that you will live, and your flesh will be healed."
没有他的话，我们不能存活。Without
his word, we simply cannot live.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的审判在教会中。
Brother and sister, this is God's judgment in the midst of his church.
你没有神的话，你怎么能够有真正的喜乐？我们是因着神的话里面喜乐的。这诗篇第十九篇讲得很清楚，你的话，你的命令是那样的清洁，能够快活我的心。
Without the God's word, how can you be rejoicing? As Psalm 19 says so clearly, that the commandment of God rejoices my heart.
弟兄姊妹，没有神的话，我们没有办法圣洁，没有办法刚强。小子嘛，神的话在你们的心中，所以你们刚强，胜过那恶者。
Brothers and sisters, without the word of the Lord, you simply cannot become holy nor be strong. As John says that, the young man, you are strong because God's word abides in you.
少年人啊，拿什么来洁净你的行为，遵守他的道？少年人，你拿什么来洁净你的行为，就是遵行他的道。Young man,
what do you cleanse your way by keeping it according to the word of God?
你看见吗？没有神的道，我们会落在一起。 可怕贫穷的一个光景。
Brother and sister, do you see this? Without God's word, what kind of dreadful, frightening, miserable, wretched condition we will fall in?
神的道同神的同在是相依相平的。
God's word and God's presence are simply juxtaposed. They are standing side by side.
今天没有神的同在，就是没有神的话；没有神的话，就是没有神的同在。没有神的同在，我们今天在这里做什么？
Without God's word, then there is no God's presence. Without God's presence, what are we doing here today?
弟兄姊妹，老底家教会为什么这样贫穷、这样可怜、这样出身、这样下野、这样困苦？他们没有神的话，基督不但是关在门外，他们也没有神的道。
Brother and sister, why do they all see in church? It is so miserable, wretched, poor, because they shut the Christ outside the door. They do not have God's word.
什么叫买眼药，能够点我的眼睛，叫我眼睛能够明亮？
What does the verse say? To buy some to anoint your eyes, to brighten it.
什么叫买白衣，让我穿上，让我的羞耻能够遮盖起来？
What does it mean to buy white clothes to cover my shame of nakedness?
什么叫买火炼的金子，叫我能够富足？
What does it mean to buy a gold refined in the fire so I would become rich? Of course, there are many explanations
to that.
But this is how I explain it, and I believe it is okay.
这个言语就是神的道, 让你的眼目那个明亮。
Some is the word of God so that your eyes would be brightened.
这个白衣就是神的道，让你有个好的行为，让你能够成圣，让你能够圣洁。只有神的话能够叫我们成圣，他的道就是真理，能够叫我们成圣。
The white clothing is also the word of God, is able to make us holy so that we could follow His way.
因为白衣一般都是预表着我们的行为，好的行为，好的义行，善行。
Because white clothing simply represents our good deeds,
圣洁的行为,
holy behavior.
什么叫买金子叫你付出神的道像在泥炉中间炼过七次的银子呀，像金子呀，经过熬炼的，精炼的，这是神的话让你付出。你没有神的话，你就是个贫穷的。
What is it, this word of God, it's just like silver being refined in the furnace for 7 times, it will make you rich.
弟兄，今天就是教会的需要。
Brother and sister, this is today's need in the midst of churches.
没有王，个人任性，任意而行，这十四世代就缺少神的道。
In the days of the judges, it's exactly so. Everybody does what seems fit in his eyes without God's word.
只有悔改。
Only repentance.
悔改转向耶和华。
Repent, turn to the Lord.
神才要向我们说话。
Then God could speak to us.
你看亚伯拉罕娶了夏甲，生了以撒，玛利13年。主没有向他显现，没有向他说话，一直过了13年才同他说话。为什么？这是一个审判，对着他的肉体的一个审判。
See Abraham, after he married Hagar and bore Ishmael for 13 years, God did not speak to him. This is God's judgment on Abraham in his flesh.
为什么圣经到了马拉基有400多年神不说话，向着以色列百姓？
And why is at the time of Malachi for about 400 years God did not speak to his people?
这等到使徒约翰出来，神才向他们说。
Until John the Baptist appeared, then God spoke again.
神的审判。
God's judgment.
所以今天教会已经在神的审判中间。
So today, churches are in the hand of God's judgment already.
除非我们悔改转向我们的神。
Unless we repent and turn to our God.
弟兄姊妹，到了主再来的以前，最后3年半，教会还要受到一次严谨的那个审判。
Brothers and sisters, before the Lord returns, the last 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation, the church will go through the severest punishment.
弟兄姊妹，刚刚念到第十七章的启示录，我们就看见。
17 of Revelation we just read shows us this.
我相信到了那一天，很多很多地上所谓的教会都跟随那个大的影子。
I believe on that day, so many so-called churches on the earth will simply follow that great harlot.
今天这些教会一定是跟随那个大影子，他们可以得到很多的好处。到那一天。
On that day, that those churches on earth will receive so many great benefits from her.
弟兄姊妹，但结果怎么样？
But brothers and sisters, what's the end?
当这基督要恨这个大淫妇的时候，你就看到这个橄榄就要领到教会。
When the Antichrist hates this harlot, then you will see the tribulation will come upon the church.
他们要出身冷落，他们要吃他的肉，他们要被火烧尽，所有一切不是出于基督的，不是出于神的，不是出于圣灵的，都要被火焚烧。
They will become naked, their flesh will be eaten. Everything that's from Christ will be burned up, so they will be burned with fire. They will be judged.
所以要出来吧，出来第十八章就讲到，我的名啊，要从那个大巴比伦城出来啊。
That's why in 18 you read that, come out from there, my people, from that great city of the harlot.
免得你们有罪与他们一同受到这些灾难。
Lest you share in her sin and receive of the same plague.
以赛亚52章。
Isaiah 52.
离开吧，离开吧。从巴比伦出来吧，不要沾染不洁之物，你们要从其中出来，你们这些刚抬耶和华器皿的，你们要自洁。
Depart, depart, depart from Babylon. Do not touch unclean things. Those of you who bear the ark, sanctify yourself.
这是永生神的殿。
And this is the house of the everlasting God.
我要在你们中间居住，在你们中间来往。
I want to live in your midst and walk among you.
我要做你们的神，你们要做我的子民。
I want to be your God. You will be my.
你们无要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾染不洁之物，我就收纳你们。我要做你们的父，我要做你们要做我的儿女。这是全能的神说的，这是哥林多。
Come out from them, do not touch unclean things, and I will be your father, you will be my daughters and sons, according to 2 Corinthians 6.
教会是绝对圣洁的。
Church should be absolutely holy.
教会是基督里面的骨头，他的肉，骨中的骨，肉中的肉，这是极大的奥秘。
Is the bone of bones and flesh of Christ. This is an extremely great mystery.
是出于第二个人幕后亚当的。
It's from the second man, the last Adam.
不是出于土的，是出于天的。
It's not earthy, it's heavenly.
你看保罗写信给帖撒罗尼迦教会，他怎么说的？我保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦，在父神和主耶稣基督里的教会。
Do you read?
在父神和耶稣基督里的教会，教会是在父神和耶稣基督里的那个教会是绝对圣洁的，没有一点点那个玷污的。
Do you read in 2 Thessalonians, Paul, Silvanus and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians, in God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, the church should be in God, the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ.Totally holy.
弟兄姊妹，时间已经到了。
Brothers and sisters, my time is up.
让我们出来。
Let us come out from them.
我们不但教会要圣洁，我们自己也要圣洁。
Not only the church should be holy, but also we need to be holy.
所以哥林多后书第六章讲完第七章，保罗讲：我们既然有这样的应许，我们就当洁净自己，除去身体、灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神。成为圣洁。
That's why Paul says this after chapter 6 of 2 Corinthians that having these promises, let us cleanse ourselves and rid all the filthiness of our spirit and of our soul and then perfect ourselves in holiness in the fear of God.
彼得后书第三章也有这个话。
2 Peter chapter 3 speaks similar things.
我们照着他的应许，盼望新天新地，有意居住在其中。我们既然有这样的应许，我们就当自己不沾染污秽，成为圣洁，安然地见我们的主。
And 2 Peter says the same thing, that since all these things will be so happening, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord, and then we look for the righteousness in the new heaven and new earth, so that we will be found safe to see Him.
巴不得我们都能够转向神。
If only that we would all return to God.
我想我们也还有很多地方需要悔改的。
There's so many places in which we need to repent of.
我们还没有完全，还没有得着。
We're not perfected. We haven't been gained by God yet.
让我们尽力的追求。
Let us press on.
让这个教会能够完全满足神的心意。
So that this church will be fully pleasing to God's heart.
主来的日子实在是近了。
The Lord's day is truly near.
低头祷告。
Your head bow, please. Let's pray.
就愿你的话留在我们的心中。
Lord, may your word abide in our hearts.
不离开我们的眼目。
Never depart from our eyes.
主你的话来建造我们，成全我们。
Lord, may your word establish us and perfect us.
特别在这幕后这个时代。
Especially in this end time.
愿你兴起更多的守望的来。
May you raise up more watchmen
让我们不静默不也是也不失身
so that we will not be quiet nor hold our peace.
我们为着耶路撒冷祷告耶路撒冷耶路撒冷愿你平安
We will pray for Jerusalem, 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 may peace be in you.
主啊爱你的必然希望爱耶路撒冷的必然兴旺
He who loves Jerusalem will prosper.
愿你的宫内能够兴旺愿你城中能够平安
May your palace prosper and may there be peace in your holy temple.
愿你善待锡安，建造耶路撒冷。
Deal kindly with Zion. May you establish Jerusalem.
主，我们不能做什么。
Lord, we cannot do anything.
我们奔跑，自己奔跑，定义都没有什么用。
It's useless for we make our own determination and running to and fro.
若不是耶和华建造，反而建造人的劳力徒然。
If it's not for the Lord who builds the city, the laborer simply labor in vain.
若不是耶和华看守城市，看守的人也突然惊醒。
If the Lord does not watch over the city, then those who are awake simply watch in vain.
主啊，求你继续的建造我们。
O Lord, continue to build us up.
继续的保守我们。
Continue to keep us.
看顾我们。
Watch over us.
我们都是你手中的工作。
We are all the workmanship in your hand.
我们都是成为你名下的名。
We are called by your name.
耶和华，你称到永远，你的宝座称到万代。
Lord, you endure forever. Your throne endures forever.
求你使我们回转，我们就得以回转。
Make us return, then we will return.
你复兴我们，我们就能够得以复兴。
Revive us, and then we will be revived.
感谢主，荣耀都归给你。
We thank you, Lord, and we give you all the glory.
愿你在教会中，并在基督里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。
May you be glorified in the church and in Christ forever and ever from now on until the end time.
我们如此祷告，是因奉着主耶稣宝贝的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's lovely name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，你若是愿意借来看，你可以拿去。
Brothers and sisters, if you'd like to take a look at the magazine, you're welcome to borrow it.